guest on our program today. We're visiting with Justin Greif. Is it Justin?
Yep, Justin Greif.
Greif. I knew I was going to get one of them right.
Yep.
Anyway, Justin is the project coordinator in the Bluff Creek Watershed Management Authority. I guess we call it that. That's easiest way, but it is the west side of Boone County. And let's give folks a little bit about you, your background. First of all, working at what here, Boone Soil Water Conservation, or run the list by.
Yeah, so employed by Boone County Soil and Water Conservation District as the Beaver Creek Watershed Coordinator. Grew up with farming background in the farming industry back home in central Illinois where I was raised, and then came over to Iowa for college and school, and I went to Wartburg College where I got my degree in environmental science, and also was a part of their football program there. So I'm pretty proud to be able to represent that school over in eastern Iowa. And then from there, got hired on, like I said, from the Boone Soil and Water Conservation District as the now Beaver Creek Watershed Coordinator.
So you're about the third one or so. Why do we keep losing you guys?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, our first one, she was kind of head started this whole program with Beaver Creek. Got some really good things on the ground and really kind of started this mm-hmm. whole thing with some projects and kind of how we follow along with our Beaver Creek watershed and the WMA now. And then, you know, from there, we went to our second coordinator, and mm-hmm. she's still around. She just took another position a little bit closer to where she's from. So she's just down in Polk County. She still helps out quite a bit. Okay. And so now we're on to me.
Here we go. Anyway, Justin's the one. You've been out doing some promotional things. I know you mentioned you were at Fun Days and mm-hmm. hanging on to everything in the wind. But
yeah.
Again, it's getting out there and getting introduced to the producers and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I would say that's honestly one of the biggest parts. And for me, one of the most enjoyable parts is going out and talking to producers, landowners, farmers. Because a lot of times farmers are excited about conservation and want to know, what can I do to put some conservation on the ground? So, yeah, honestly, one of the biggest parts to be able to make this whole project work is just the outreach portion. And then with outreach, there comes education because, you know, not every single landowner knows exactly what these practices are or what's going to fit in their operation. So that's one of the big portions of being able to keep this project going is just the outreach and the education aspect of it.
They're all looking for, what can I do where I get the best bang for the buck and it be sustainable?
Yeah, a little bit. There's, you know, I would say there's a lot of farmers that have some ground that's maybe not the most profitable, or isn't always working the best for their operation. And so that's kind of where we can come in, or they can reach out and say, hey, what can I do with some of this? For this project specifically, we focus on edge of field stuff, as well as cover crop mm-hmm. stuff in field too. Yeah. So a lot of producers are curious about cover crops, and now we're kind of getting into the day and age where a lot of producers have used cover crops. And so now we're just trying to hit on the ones that maybe haven't used cover crops before. And there's definitely a lot of interest in cover crops yeah. around this area for sure.
Well, among other things, a lot of people are saying, well, this is just a big issue now because it's targeted as one of those areas where nitrates are getting in the water and it's affecting Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been.
Right.
We've always had a lot of water coming out of the watershed.
Right.
And people really don't realize. Starts at the southern end of Webster County.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a big chunk of western part of Boone County, eastern Greene County. And
yep.
then you got a little spot in the southwest corner of the county that cuts over into the Raccoon River.
Yep, yep.
And otherwise, it's down into Dallas and Polk.
Yep, yep. Yeah, so yeah, like you said, I cover those counties, a little bit of Webster, large portions of Boone, Greene, Dallas, and then into some Polk County as well before it dumps into the Des Moines River just north of Johnston in the metro area.
So as you come in and get started on here, and I know you mentioned a lot of cover crops. We've got people that have really, a couple of years ago, we really had a number of people that were adding in cover crops. Most have been doing conservation tillage anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Again, some are doing more work along some of the streams and stuff now. Again, we've had some pretty good rains.
Yeah,
that draws attention to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, with the heavy rains we've had recently, we've had a really wet July. And so, you know, when there's these heavy rains, people kind of start to hone in more on the water quality issues. But Like you kind of talked about, you know, it's something that's never not been a problem. And so that's kind of why we're trying to bring some of these projects into the Beaver Creek watershed to, you know, help reduce some of those nitrates that's flowing downstream into the metro areas.
And for many of us, we know that if it rains up around Gowrie and Harcourt, and half of it's coming down Beaver Creek and the other half's going through Bluff Creek.
So, exactly.
We got plenty of in both areas.
Yeah.
So we have this Beaver Creek is actually a relatively young water management authority, WMA.
Yep.
We have Boone County. We've got a few others that have been around for a couple of years. Big Creek is a big one that a lot of people keep thinking about, but it starts around Boone and goes down towards Big Creek. And then we've got Iowa Creek.
Yep.
Now with Squaw Creek, but that's a pretty sizable area as well.
Yeah.
So we're making pretty good headway in here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's, like I said, the previous coordinators have done an excellent job putting projects on the ground, you know, with some of this, the former money that we've had. And now, you know, I'm sure we'll get into some of the press release a little bit, but you know, with this press release, with iDolls taking over majority of the funding for that, there's really some really great opportunities to be able to put even more conservation on the ground with some of this funding.
That was one of the things I, because I happened to see when you reported, and along with our county representative on this is David Weaver in the WMA, and one of the things you had talked about was how the just kind of the reallocation or where the dollars are coming from, because they did, the supervisors inquired what happens with the federal dollars, what's going on with those, and a lot of it is now coming down to the state level, get a better bang for our buck.
Yeah And iDolls has done a really great job being able to, you know, allocate money for some of these watershed projects. You know, obviously Beaver Creek being the newest project that iDolls is taking over under the Water Quality Initiative grant. But yeah, iDolls does a great job allocating money for some of these projects. And like I said, we are obviously Beaver Creek is the newest watershed that they're taking over. But there's been plenty of success in other watersheds across the state that iDolls has allocated the money and the funding for. So, you know, with that money coming in, like I kind of talked about, there's so many more opportunities to be able to actually put conservation on the ground with the iDolls funding now.
So let's talk a little bit about it. Again, the big announcement was earlier in July that they are going to take over a collaborative effort with Boone County Soil Water Conservation. And so more dollars coming in. It's really a three-year program. What basically are we looking at here?
Yeah, so the iDolls Water Quality Initiative
grant. Or I guess,
grant,
what are you looking to try to do?
Yeah, so the Water Quality Initiative grant through iDolls started July 1 of this year. It's a three-year project allocating upwards of like $1.9 million. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but it's something, you know, tremendous like that, where we really, like I talked about, have so many more opportunities to be able to actually put conservation on the ground, because, you know, with previous funding, most of those projects that were being put in were kind of our traditional one-off projects where the landowner is kind of responsible for finding contractors, you know, paying that invoice as it comes in, with then the Boone Soil and Water Conservation District reimbursing that landowner. And now with the iDolls funding, we can kind of streamline all that through what's called the batch and build program. And there's been plenty of success with batch and build in the past, with Polk County really had success with their batch and build. And so now everything's kind of built off that batch and build model. So
takes some of that responsibility off the landowner. They have to be willing to participate, but they don't have to go and do all the legwork.
Exactly. And previously, you know, a landowner really had to be conservation minded in order to justify being able to fork up that heavy burden of the invoice. And so now it's kind of, we can come to the landowner and say, you have a lot more step back approach, where we kind of can take over this system. And you don't really have to do a whole lot. We kind of take it and handle it from here. We just want you to be on board. And as long as you're on board with this, then this is something that we can move through. And we can contact a lot more landowners and put a lot more conservation on the ground through the batch and build process with the iDolls funding.
So you've got a lot of opportunities to do a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
each producer has different ideas what they want to do, what may or may not fit their ground.
Yeah, like I said, there's this is just a great opportunity for landowners who are maybe, you know, have kind of been interested, but aren't really fully on board, this is now a great opportunity for us to approach them and say, even if you're thinking about it a little bit, this is a great program where now we can actually do something with your ground and putting these projects in.
When people look at the map of the Beaver Creek watershed, it's not flat, people.
No, not at all.
There's a lot of hills and a lot of streams. And I mean, it basically, like Ogden West over past, almost to Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it goes.
It's a sizable area.
It is a very sizable area, just under 250,000 square miles, I believe. There's obviously a lot of acres within the watershed. So, like I said, it is a very sizable watershed, and it's nice to be able to kind of work with each county. You know, each mm-hmm. county has different personnel that
sure.
are so easy to work with and so easy to reach out to if I have any questions about, maybe in a different county, I can contact one of the county personnel in the
sure.
MCS office and say, hey, have you worked with this guy before?
Webster County and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is, again, a little flatter, but that's our headwaters area.
Yeah,
so.
Yep, exactly. And our WMA chair, Austin, he's up there mm-hmm. in Webster County, so he's really great up there to get in contact too, to be able to, you know, learn more about just the Webster County in general and some of the landowners that are up there in that area.
So do you have them contacting you? Do you go out, or do they come and visit, or do you go visit them? how's it going to work for you to implement a lot of this? And how much can you do at a time?
Yeah, well, recently, you know, with this new press release coming out, there's definitely been a lot of interested landowners getting a hold of me, which is great, which is
honestly
a good thing. That takes a lot of burden off me a little bit. But for the most part, we kind of, you know, map out areas where we think that these projects would fit. And then from there, we do our outreach where we then contact the landowners via mail or mm-hmm. email, phone call, whatever they prefer. And then from there on, that's kind of where we start getting the ball rolling with implementing these designs mm-hmm. and these conservation products on their ground.
So what give us some variety of some of the things that you're looking at that might go in, that some producers might be looking at. I'm thinking anybody that's got heavy rain and it's running across mm-hmm. the surface, they're looking at, okay, I need some sort of saturated buffer.
Need something going on, right? Yeah, so.
But you mentioned a lot of edge of field type things.
Yeah, so the main focus, I would say, essentially, of this project is our edge of field products practices, which consist of saturated buffers, bioreactors, and then oxbow wetland restorations as well. And we can kind of get in the nitty-gritty of those essentially. But, I said it on another interview where these practices, especially the saturated buffers and the bioreactors, kind of act like a water filter, like a Brita filter. So mm-hmm. We intercept field tile that's coming off of these agriculture fields where we can then distribute that water through, in the case of a saturated buffer, what's called a distribution line, which sits underground and kind of percolates through the soil back into the creek, mm-hmm. where at that point, once it enters the creek, it's considered treated essentially. Or in the case of a bioreactor, we can kind of divert that water into what we call a bioreactor box, mm-hmm. essentially. And that box is filled with wood chips. And then those wood chips essentially create and treat the nitrates.
Yeah.
And then from that wood box or that wood chip box, then it's, you know, taken back into the creek where it's, again, treated essentially.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And I know. I've seen a lot of those. We've seen a lot of Iowa State projects.
Oh, yeah.
They've done a lot of the trials and demonstrations out there mm-hmm. Down on the south end, down around Madrid in that area, in the Big Creek area. I mm-hmm. know we've got a few of them that, or actually quite a few of them. This is a lot of this would be, could you almost break it down into individual drainage districts?
We can kind of. Some tile outlets are, you know, there's big main tile outlets mm-hmm. that are, you know, draining big drainage districts, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. You know, we kind of go out once we do that outreach portion and the landowner says, hey, this is something I'm interested in. We then go out, do a survey where we look for those tile outlets. And, you know, maybe that tile outlet's only draining 20, 30 acres, whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of design and engineer the practices to be able to fit within that specific landscape or that specific operation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't have to be draining 100, 200, 300 acres, whatever the case is. We can kind of scale these down a little bit to fit that specific project site.
Okay. So, and again, the dollars are there to do a lot of these. That's the big thing right now.
Yeah, it really is. That, like I said, that funding is going to give us so many more opportunities to like I, you know, I just kind of keep saying it, to keep putting conservation on the ground, which is essentially always the goal, right?
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is get that done. And again, it's all about the water quality. And we're seeing, again, more efforts in the water quality initiative. So did Boone County Soil and Water Conservation, I don't know if they did. I should be asking those guys. But who made contact with who on this? Or is this a collaborative effort that's been kind of talked about in the past?
Yeah,
you know, since we already have the management authority lined up.
Yeah, definitely been a very collaborative effort. Like I said, you know, this is not just me out here doing all this. There's so many partners involved. But essentially with this Water Quality Initiative grant, one of the previous coordinators, the first one actually, applied for this Water Quality Initiative grant, which was technically supposed to take over back in 24. But then our EPA grant got extended another year, so now it's taking over in July 1, 2025. So she kind of started this Water Quality Initiative grant application process, and now it's just timing lined it's up where now it's on me, and you know, it's
taken that long to work through the process to get there.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of collaboration, a lot of collective thoughts from different entities and partners, and so. But we're really excited that it happened.
It is a collaborative effort. Like you said, we've got all the different counties that are make this up and participate in this. You got more than just one soil and water conservation group in there, even though Boone is the kind of the lead one here. But it is a great opportunity to do a lot of innovative things. And you're working, again, multiple counties to just for one final resulting product coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, a lot of collaboration between the different NRCS personnel, different SWCD personnel with the different counties. So, you know, like I said, they make it easy being able to reach out. There's so many different people that are always available to help and assist with whatever I need, essentially.
I was gonna inquire and ask here, because this is the, obviously, is this the time of the year that producers might want to get a hold of you? Now, I know it was hot with this press release coming out here in the beginning of July, but start to plan, and how long does it take you to put together a project for somebody? Does it depend on size? And
Especially with our batch and build model, it really just depends on the size. You know, I think typically with a batch and build model, we're trying to target between 20 and 30 outlets, projects, treating those tile outlets. Now that's not really even including oxbow wetland restorations, but you know, it's kind of been this batch and build model. Sometimes it can take you know, at least a year, sometimes more than a year. It, like I said, it really just depends on the scope of the project and how many projects we're working with in that specific batch. And, you know, every batch is a little bit different. You know, you can talk to basically every single entity or program that's done this batch and build model, and they can say, you know, it was different for each batch. So it's kind of really varies, but we're trying to streamline that process even more. But that's just kind of the burden of the beast, where this project and this process does take a little bit of time, but the end result and the end goal comes out amazing. And like I said, you know, many times before, again, the goal is always to put conservation on the ground. In this case, edge of field projects or oxbow wetland restorations, whatever it is, but conservation on the ground, again, that's always the goal.
I know that obviously the big thing in the state is the nutrient reduction strategy. They keep looking at it, and it gets updated, and the different things, the water quality initiatives are what are really driving the improvements of it.
Yeah, no, for sure. Water quality has a big portion that goes into the Iowa nutrient reduction strategy. So being able to allocate dollars specifically for water quality is huge for that.
What's the best way for, again, any of those producers, anybody that, I know you're working just on the Beaver Creek watershed, but you have contacts with others. If someone from the eastern part of the county were to call you and say, what about this? And I know they're doing some massive things within the Iowa Creek and in the South Skunk, too. I got a lot of different things that are going on over there. But this one, we're really focusing Boone, Greene County, southern part of Webster County. That's where your primary area is, and then down into Dallas and follow along Beaver Creek, folks.
Yeah, no, for sure. I would just say,
which, by the way, was pretty full today.
Very full, yeah. We've gotten, like I said, July's been a really wet year, a really wet month for us. So, you know, it's kind of hard right now to really get out and do anything on the creek when it's this high. But, yeah, no, I would just say,
that was a good planning time.
Exactly, yeah. I would just say anybody that's interested, whether any landowners are within Beaver Creek, whether even if they're outside of Beaver Creek, I would say, you know, get a hold of me. Get a hold of our office. get a hold of Greene County office, Dallas County office, whatever the case may be. Even if projects that we're working on don't fit in, you know, one farmer's specific operation or within their land or landscape, just get a hold of somebody and we can find a project that works. Because like I said, not every piece of ground for every farmer is going to be 100% profitable. And so there are alternatives to be able to put conservation on the ground. And so I would just say, you know, for anybody interested, whether it be in our edge of field projects or really any conservation in general, just reach out and get a hold of somebody. Ask plenty of questions because there's always somebody there to answer those questions for you.
Justin Greif is the project coordinator in the Beaver Creek Watershed Management Authority, their water quality initiative that's underway now, but we still had all these other things, cover crops and so much more going on. Got information on all of that that producers can take a shot at if they're interested.
Yeah.
If they have any questions, really, there's no bad questions.
No, never any bad questions. And if I don't have an answer for you, I will find an answer for anybody who is interested.
Thanks for coming in and joining us and getting us updated on what's going on with this. Again, it was a big press release. It drew a lot of attention. Bottom line is, it was going to be something we've been working, as we said, since, what, 24?
Yeah, yep.
Or no, the application was even before that.
Yep, application was before that. So, but no, yeah, thanks for having me on. I would just say, you know, once again, anybody interested, reach out.
I better tell them. Boone County Soil Water Conservation. Number is 236-3300.
Yep.
515-236-3300.
Yep. And somebody in the office can
somebody
direct you to me
them.
Or find somebody in the office that can answer some questions.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.